Be sure to tune in on KINS 106.3 FM for more news and updates regarding the ongoing coronavirus.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
This is Anthony Manteau with your community comment. All this talk of having our national elections decided by mail-in voting, it makes me nervous. Let's talk about why. My first objection is the fact that some states haven't figured out how to maintain a proper set of voter rolls. It shouldn't surprise you that California may be the worst offender. According to Mark Mosier, who ran for the Golden State Secretary of State position, California has over 140% voter registration, glaring proof that there are more people signed up to vote in this state than actually exist. So you may be wondering, how does that happen? When I heard Mark telling us about it, the reason was simple. When a California citizen decides to move within the state, say he was living in Humboldt County, and then relocates to Fresno or Stockton, when he changes his address and his voting location, the state is pretty good about updating their record, and the person is shown as no longer living in Humboldt County. But what if he moves to Wyoming for a better tax rate? Or she moves to South Dakota? Well, according to my understanding, the states are not always good at communicating, and there is a chance that this newly relocated Wyoming citizen still exists on the voter rolls in California as well as Wyoming. Besides Mark's evidence about California's out-of-control voter rolls, I can add my own personal experience. When I was a local candidate in Eureka, I purchased the voter rolls for the purposes of going door-to-door. It was alarming how many homes had people registered that did not exist. In some cases, I would knock on a door that had 7 registered voters listed, only to find that one person lives there. And not only were they not registered to vote, well, they didn't know who the 7 people on my list were. This is a shocking, but it's not exactly a secret reality. According to Judicial Watch just last year, Los Angeles County has sent notices to as many as 1.5 million inactive voters on their voter rolls. According to the watchdog group, this mailing is a step toward removing the names of voters who have moved, died, or otherwise are ineligible to vote. Think about how easy it would be if you were unscrupulous and willing to do anything to win. Think about how easy it would be to make a special list of fake voters, then work out some scheme to forge and mail even just 1 to 3% of their ballots for your candidate of choice. Now, I'm not saying that that is happening here. I'm just pointing out that California is probably not the only state to have these issues. I am sure that other densely populated states like New Jersey, Florida, and New York wrestle with these issues too. At least with our electoral college system, the problems of California are somewhat isolated on the final election map. But if we have national voting completely by mail, I believe we are taking a very large step toward a new level of voter fraud, and it could gradually build to the point where even the Electoral College system can't contain it.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.